Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Seldom does a person really open his heart and reveal his soul. Yet there are times when individuals open the window shades and let you see within, where their stark, naked thoughts reveal struggles and conflicts which are not readily apparent from the outside. The closest thing to an autobiographical picture of himself is what Paul wrote in his second letter to the Corinthians. Some have called it the heart of Paul. Anyone who has ever been involved in any aspect of Christian work, whether it is as a Sunday school teacher, a janitor, or a full-time worker, can relate to what Paul wrote. I'm thinking in particular of the fourth chapter of that letter where Paul described the dark side of what he was doing. Here's how he put it. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. Another translation puts it, confused, but not confounded, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Was Paul having second thoughts about the way he was earning his living? Would it have been easier to have gone back to his former occupation as a rabbi or even as a tent maker? Not for a moment. Twice he says, therefore, we do not lose heart. The word that Paul used is found three times in the New Testament. It's also found in his letter to the Ephesians, where it is translated to be discouraged. Secular writers use this word of a woman who was in childbirth, who despaired of ever seeing the child born. There's one thing for sure. Paul's confidence was something which most of us don't share today. Scores of us are pushed to the limits of our endurance. Discouragement, says Webster's Dictionary, is that which causes one to lose heart. It's the condition of a vast army of overextended, nearly burned-out people. Had Paul learned something about life that we need to learn today, something noticeably missing in our lives? I believe he did. But it's there for us to learn as well. His secret was twofold. Renewal is the first half, staying focused the second. Explaining why he could write, therefore we do not lose heart, he said, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Underline that phrase, day by day. He didn't say that renewal came weekly as he commuted from the busy world of commerce to the quiet of the sanctuary, where he got a spiritual shot in the arm that carried him through another tough week. He learned the only way to survive the battles of life is through a fresh encounter with God's mercy and help. The second part of his secret was staying focused on what really counts. Here's how he put it. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. A friend of mine often says, it's all going to burn, so don't worry about it. 100 years or 10 years or possibly even 10 days from now, much of what concerns you won't really matter. But some things will continue to be of paramount importance tomorrow, next year, and for all eternity. Sifting the trivial from the important in life is part of the answer that enables you not to lose heart. Paul called his troubles light and momentary, which can't be compared with the eternal glory which outweighs them. The love of your child, the camaraderie of a friend, the self-esteem of your integrity, and your faith in God are all commodities that are unseen, but these make the fabric of what counts for eternity. Make a note of what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4. Check it out for yourself. Then you too can say, therefore, we will not lose heart.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.